93.7 The River, River City's classic rock. There goes Steve Miller, Dog and Joe Show on a Friday. Producer Dana, sexiest man alive, quickly. Name
The Rock.
Okay, The Rock. Why?
Because he's sexy. Like,
what about him besides his muscle or physique? What is it? Is it his looks?
For me, big part of it is his personality. He is a fantastic father. He has
boring
French bulldogs, but he's also very ripped, and he's a great actor.
Well, what about his face?
His face is great, of course.
What if he had hair?
He had hair back in the day.
Yeah, but he's always been balding or bald.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
So you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he'd look better if he had hair?
Have you seen the picture of him with, like, the turtleneck and the fanny pack?
Yeah,
he has hair in that.
Yeah, but it's still, you could tell from a young age, he started losing his hair.
I think The Rock looks probably better without hair.
Bald, yeah.
Okay. All right, so let me ask you this, Dana. Guys better looking with or without hair? Bald men or hairy?
It depends on the guy, because some guys do not have the head to be bald.
Okay. Would you say I do? I can't do this with A. Do I have the head to be bald?
I don't know. You have to shave your hair and we have to see.
You could go bald easy.
Well, yeah, I'm just letting nature run its course.
I mean, what I'm saying is you could rock a bald head easily, I think.
Yeah, and I don't care. I'm not getting plugs. I'm not doing extensions. I don't care. And everyone always said, well, dog, it's because you wear a hat all the time. Stupid. No, it's not, because I've always worn a hat. When I was a young kid, I mean, I wore hats all the time, and my hair just started falling out, like, when I hit, I don't know, 38, 34, 5, somewhere in there.
You still got plenty on top. I mean, there is a gigantic donut-shaped circle that's beginning to form.
Let's really emphasize the word gigantic. Yeah, there's still that size of the sun hole on top. I mean, you got plenty of hair left.
Just rub salt in the wound there.
Yeah, yeah. You got tons of hair except for that Grand Canyon-sized crater on top.
I've offered anytime I shave my head to give you the clippings.
Oh,
you can
goodness.
Glue them on. I mean, I got to shave my head. My hair grows so thick and lustrous that I've got to shave it like once a day.
See, and what I've always told Joe is, you know what? If that's what you're going to do with your hair, I don't want it. I'd rather not have hair than do what you do with it. That's awful.
Sometimes I just like to walk around and see gentlemen that are losing their hair, and then I just smile at them, and I go, I do mine like this because I can.
Flips his ponytail.
Well, yeah. So, Dana, if you had to pick, bald guy or guy with full head of hair?
If I had to pick, just generally speaking.
Yeah, like, what do you like?
Hair.
Okay. All right, fair enough. 766-9370 for the guys out there. You know, you're on your way to work, a little follically challenged. Some good news.
Oh?
According to British science, see, what they say is vegans. Vegans are going to lose their hair quicker than people who eat meat because vegan and vegetarian diets speed up the process of hair loss.
What?
This is according to a British general practitioner.
I'm going to believe this.
Well, don't you need protein or something to grow your hair?
Well, she says people who lack meat are lacking certain vital nutrients. So if you eat more pork, more beef, more bacon, more chicken, that could accelerate the onset of baldness. So,
wow.
I just want to say, that's horse crap. I should have hair on the bottom of my feet. All I eat is meat, and meat does not do it.
That dog wants to be a hobbit.
Yes. I should have hair everywhere. I mean, I should have hair on...
You do. You're like one of the hairiest human beings I've ever come into contact with. It's just not where you want it.
Yeah, see, yeah, it's all over my back. I got bushels of it in my ears. It grows.
When did that start happening? I know, I have that now,
that just
too.
Happens as you get older, though, right?
I think.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it looks like I've got the leaves of carrots hanging out of my ears if I don't trim them. I mean, it's just they're hairy, but it's not on my head.
Your face? You can grow a beard quicker than any human being.
Last night, Dog said he was going to shave
this
for the party.
Great. This is great.
We were walking back into the office, and I go, wait, didn't you shave? Your facial hair's already grown back because he had, like, a light stubble. And I was like, that's the thickest 5 o'clock shadow I've ever seen.
No, I didn't bake it. I didn't take it out of the skin. I just took a razor to it and just trimmed it.
And she was being serious.
I was totally serious.
And most folks could believe that, Dana.
Yeah.
I mean, he grows
really?
Hair like that.
Yeah. No, I just went home, and I just hit the razor on it. I didn't bake it. But I have all this hair, but I don't have it in the spots I need, like Joe says. And this is horse crap, saying that if you eat meat, your hair's going to stay in. She goes on to say, there's also a lot of other factors with hair loss for men. She says it could be genetic. Really?
Really? I think that's the only factor, isn't it?
That's the big one.
Yeah, due to skin conditions like psoriasis, eczema, thyroid issues can also slow down the nutritional process and cause deficiencies that needed or that need to be there to grow hair. It's simple. Dad's bald, you're bald. And
I thought it came from the mom.
I believe it does. Craig does not think that, though.
I'm just saying.
I don't know why.
They taught us that. You know, back in high school, they always said it was the mom-dad gene that caused the baldness. My mom, my grandpa, my uncle on that side, all full heads of hair. My grandpa died at like 86 and had more hair when he died than I have today.
Mom's father.
Mom's father. My dad, my grandpa on that side. Dad's uncle, you know, my uncle's dad's all bald. Hmm. Bald.
That's so weird because typically I believe it was the mom genes.
Well, that's what they taught us, but that was going back to the 60s, 70s, and 80s. They didn't know nothing about hair loss. You know,
we put a man on the moon.
Well, you would think, they could put a man on the moon where a flag flaps in a vacuum, but we can't figure out hair loss. Really?
Okay.
Oh, man.
No, that's where I stand on it. If your mom's dad has hair, or doesn't have hair, so what? If your dad's bald, take a look in the mirror. I want you to look at dad right now. Pull up some old photos. You are going to look just like that in 5 to 10 to 15, 20 years.
Man, so I have to start envisioning Kenny bald because I am not joking. The most hair that I pull out of our drain is his hair, not mine.
Really?
By far.
And do Asians lose hair?
They lose hair, yeah.
Absolutely.
His dad that I know is actually his stepdad, so I can't go by what his hair looks like.
Do you know
like.
His real dad?
I've never met him.
You ever seen a picture?
I don't know if I've seen a picture, actually. He doesn't stay in contact with him.
Okay, so yeah, they're not in relation.
Yeah.
What about his mom's dad? Is he bald?
So his grandfather, I think, was. I didn't meet him because he passed away before we ever started dating.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. If your mom's dad's bald, has hair, that does not factor into your hair gene.
That's crazy. Well, I mean, I have a full head of hair, so I can't dispute it. But
does your dad have hair? Full head of hair? Yeah. Does he?
So do both my grandpas.
Well, some people have it, some people don't.
This chick says, "I guess."
Yeah, keep eating meat. That's a good excuse right there. Take that to your doctor. You know, if you're overweight or whatever, you gotta put the bacon down. Show it to him. Go, hey man, I'm just trying to grow hair. It's not gonna work.
It's science, doc. See, it says it right here.
I just ate 12 chicken wings.
That's right.
I just ate 12 chicken wings to the bone. How much protein's in a little leg of chicken? I should have hair growing out of my fingernails right now.
You gotta have a ponytail forming.
Gross.
Yeah, I do. And so, you know, Dana, this is what you gotta do. You gotta trace that back. You gotta find out who Kenny's father is because...
Well, I know who he is.
Well, I know, but you gotta look at him because that's how Kenny's gonna look, you know.
I know, 15. I'm very curious now.
Yeah. And here's the thing. We've met Dana's mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what Kenny did is he got lucky. Because before you get married, you got to inspect the parents because that's what these men and women are going to turn into. So
they say that you will end up looking like your mom. He did. Yeah, she's a very pretty lady.
Yeah. I look like my mom's mom, but yeah.
Yeah, get on that Ancestry.com. Dig into Kenny. Find out what his father looks
that.
Like.
Dig into Kenny.
You got to find out, Dana. Zeppelin, 93.7, The River.